Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm your host with the most, I'm Cole, feeling much, much better. I'm here with the lovely, lovely Brett Michaels. No, Miss Amanda's here tonight with us.
Hey, oh, I forgot I was supposed to say.
Wait a minute. You know how you're always like, is my voice changing? Your voice isn't changing, but when you do the hey and you go, hey, okay, wrong answer. Try it again.
Hey.
No. Yeah, happy new year. Okay, try it again.
Hey.
There we go.
Is that better?
It's like you have a clit, not a dick. Good girl. Okay.
Well, it's kind of growing into one.
So many places to go with that. So many places to go. For those of you following along at home, as you all should be, I know I am. This is season 6, episode 267 of Crazy Truth. Hey, I don't know, my glasses on. Crazy Truth about swinging. There we go. I even dug these out to put them on.
It's this room.
It pretty much is. I'm sure you're just bored with me. Great. Anybody like to fuck Amanda?
I'm yelling. Maybe it's because it's the first time I'm sitting down.
Probably that would be it. Okay. Anyways, quick shout out to our sponsors. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Make it a habit to read it. Get ready. The new edition is coming out soon. Their awards are the same weekend as our KSM. But that's all right. It's good folks. So check them out. The magazine is awesome. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle world, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. And you know what time of year it is? It's barbecue time.
It's summer.
It's summertime. And you know what? No one should have plain blah meat. Nope, you need good meat rubs. Rub your meat. Stroke your meat. But don't just stroke it with anything. Don't just stroke it with just average stuff. Stroke it with SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com, one of their 5 flavors, hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, or pineapple paradise. A company that's by swingers, supports the lifestyle, good food. Check them out today. And don't forget safety. What? How about safety? That's right. Don't take a chance. Don't become a statistic. 1 in 4 people have been drugged without their knowledge out at events or bars, etc. You don't have to be that person. My Cup Condom. It is a great product designed to help protect you in the case and the people you love. Go to mycupcondom.com/discount. /CASBA10 to get a discount. Check it out. There are 3 packs all the way up to 50 packs. And if you are a bar, club, group that would like to be able to offer My Cup condoms, shoot us a message and we can help you get in touch with how you can get those wholesale amounts. So there we go. Awesome. Awesome. I've got 2 others, but we'll do those. I'll do that one right now.
You'll do it now?
I'll do it now.
I don't care.
I'll do it now. Because you know what? If you want a top quality fucking machine, literally, sex machine, go with a name that's known and trusted, Motor Bunny. That's right. Now, here's the thing. When you go to MotorBunny.com, you can get one of their originals or the new Bucks. And we've got one of each sitting here. So at some point in time, at some point in time, we're going to get them out because we need to have you try them so you can give a comparison. So there you go. MotorBunny.com. Check it out today. All right. Yeah, way to go. So, okay. So, lots of cool stuff. We obviously are finally kind of recouped from Exotica and all being the convention bug, whatever. So, we got lots of cool things. We were excited. There's a lot of really cool things coming. For those of you that don't know, we are absolutely pumping the shit out of Miss Amanda's Twitter because we've got all kinds of big stuff coming with that. We've got, there will be very, very soon a MissAmanda.com website that will be exclusively Amanda. So it's going to have options for special promos, special packages that you can get in terms of, you know, the talk with, special content, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be completely Amanda. It's all based on her adult entertainment stuff. But we want to pump up her Twitter.
I heard
which
whore. Don't call me
which
a
is
whore.
At Miss Amanda Casba. Follow her today. We've got some other cool stuff going to be going on that as well. So make sure you follow her Twitter. So we've been doing that. That's been cool. We've got some other. There's just a lot of really. All I can say is that over the next 45 days, the shit that you're going to be doing is out of this world. out of this world. I think we're going to have, it looks like probably in the next 2 weeks we're going to have a major announcement to make about something you're doing in the adult world. And I know I have something else, a fringe thing to be able to announce to probably in the next 30 days, if not sooner. So that'll be pretty, it's going to be pretty cool. It'll be exciting. So it'll be fun.
Do you have all the inside stuff? I don't.
I do. That's why I'm like your manager person. Manager, pimp, whatever you want to say. Keep my pimp hands drunk. No. But we do have some really cool stuff coming, and it will be really neat, and it will be a lot of fun. So you want to check that kind of stuff out. But anyway, so I wanted to get on with the show because, okay, we get some very interesting questions. We get some very interesting situations come up. Okay. My original plan was not, what I'm about to talk about was not my original, going to be my original thing to talk about tonight.
Okay.
But it actually came up, today's Tuesday, I actually got this yesterday, this came up last night, and this is so, it's so out there, but it's not, that it's like, okay, we have to talk about this, we have to bring this up. So, here's the scenario, and what I want to hear, for those of you who don't know, obviously follow along, we record in front of our live Facebook a secret Facebook page, Kaz Bank. Shh, don't tell the others. So I want you guys' feedback on this shit, too. People are at a event. It was a hotel party, whatever. There's a group of people playing in a room. Okay?
Okay.
One of the couples in the room was absolutely very much 100% condoms.
Okay.
Okay? Great. One of the people in the room who was a single was a... There was just a person. It doesn't matter what their relationship status is at this point in time. Anyways, as play is unfolding, the couple made sure to give the gentleman condoms also, right?
So they supplied it to him.
And he appeared to put the condom on, and let the games begin, right? When the husband looks over, he realizes the guy did not actually ever put the condom on, faked it, and is fucking railing his wife from behind. And I called him out on it. And I was like, you're not wearing a condom, that's our rule. He didn't like, there wasn't like a fist fight, which is probably already better than what happened in my world. But the guy like stopped and goes, "Oh, my bad." And then, like, just got up and heard him, got dressed, and got out of the room. Blatantly guilty. When they went to, later, a couple that witnessed was in another room, and the same person was in another room, and was like, waiting for their turn, and literally felt like they were just pacing like a caged tiger, waiting, like a predatory thing, whatever. But somebody walked in and said, "Hey, you're that guy," and from the other room, and the guy bailed. So, Ricky, that would be a big fat punch in the face real quick. Jessica, oh my God, I would be livid. I would like to be able to say that kind of shit, what a rare situation that is. But it's not a rare situation. I think that kind of stuff happens way more than people acknowledge. And I think people...
Well, you have to be clear that the guy was going at her from behind, so she wasn't watching. She couldn't see.
She couldn't see. And obviously, let's face it, here's an interesting part. If our rule, we're different. Our rule has always been couple's choice, mm-hmm. right? But if the couple says condom, then that's bottom line, condom. And we've always also been, if she requires a condom, we've ran into the years couples where, well, he doesn't want a condom, but she does. And it's like, well, if I have to wear a condom to fuck you, then it's only mm-hmm. fair. But we don't sit there and stare to make sure, did you put it on? Things are going, and the assumption is everybody's adults, and so...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would. And I have a feeling this happens more and you don't hear about it as much because people are, A, embarrassed that they think they should have caught it or something, Or it just, they're so caught off guard, or they don't know. Or they don't fucking know.
Do you think it really happens that often?
I do. I do. I think that with, especially, I'm not going to say it always happens on purpose. I'm not going to say on purpose. But I think it happens a lot. Because too much booze, mm-hmm. like lost in translation. I'm willing to admit that I've been drunk enough, so drunk that I didn't remember and whatever, and was just doing my own thing, And then after I was like, hello. But I think it does happen. I think it. I also think there are some people. There's such a rush to go bareback. And I think some people will do anything to avoid a condom, including lie. Okay, hold on.
I got fuzz on your eye.
Can you scroll back up so I can read that? Okay. Excuse me, Ricky. It's not rare it happens a shitload, and that would be all I need to get thrown out of a place, because it would not only be a punch, that would just be the start. And if I was somewhere and it happened, even if it wasn't to my wife, I'd lose my shit. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Jessica, or you tell someone that is your rule, and then you both get caught up in it and find out afterwards the condom wasn't used.
We did that as kids.
No, but it does happen. You get caught up, and I don't... The problem is, and this is the challenge with it, is that there are times when it is on purpose. There are times that it is caught up in the moment. And there are times that it's outside influences, booze, drugs, whatever, spaced. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think it can go all the way across the board on those things. The interesting thing is that the response is very different. If someone knowingly, purposely breaks that rule... Mm-hmm. Like lies. That's a whole different level of shit to me than everybody's caught up in the moment type thing. But I don't know, is it? Or is it the same thing?
If a husband handed him the condom, that means put it on.
Yes.
And if you didn't, it's just sitting off to the side, you didn't even try.
Right. Or if you opened it to try to look like... If you tried to make it look like you did, that's just fucking... That's an absolute punchable offense, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that... Because I've been the guy that's been caught up in the... You know, was with somebody, we were caught up in the moment, and then it's like, oh, fuck. But it wasn't an intentional thing. Still felt bad mm-hmm. after the fact because it's like, oh, shit. But there's a huge difference between sneaking shit and shit get caught up. There's a couple that the very first time we hooked up with them, years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. That was their rule. But her and I both were just fucking train wrecked out of our gourd. That was our Valentine's party, the very first party, and we were both train wrecked out of our gourd, and after the fact, neither one of us were like, "What?" So I mean, it's all the way through, you know. I don't know.
Okay, see, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, so Jessica, I've had it happen. He put it on, then after he flipped me over, he took it off, and I could tell the difference, and went off on him. Now, I'm sitting here going, okay, you would know the difference, at least I would, between a condom and not a condom.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on your level of distortion.
What I'm trying to... How... The part that's mind-blowing to me, as a guy, and God knows I fuck up a lot of shit as a guy, I couldn't bring myself... to do that. And we all know, anybody who's ever talked to me knows, I hate condoms. Hate them with a passion, can't stand them.
No, it's not the condom you hate, it's the wrapper.
Right, okay. So I end up becoming...
Because you fight the wrapper and then it goes limp because you fought the wrapper because you couldn't get it open. Because
then I'm looking like a monkey fucking a football.
Right, that's why I'm like, have the girl put it on because you're not flumbering with the... condom
my hands
wrapper.
Instantly become like Mickey Mouse hands. Ha ha! I can't put it on, and my dick isn't that big, so then I'm like, but wrestling all weird. But I cannot imagine. As a guy, I cannot see there are some girls that's like, man, I really want to fuck her. I don't know why. I really wish I could fuck her .com, but that's not their rules. I could never bring myself to go, yeah, put your head in the pillow. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. How do you fucking explain that after the fact? Is it like, ha ha? I mean, what do you even say as a guy? As a girl, how do you not take... What would you do if a guy did that to you? Let's say there was a guy, and because like with what you do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger thing now. If a guy did that to you, what would you do?
If he didn't wear the condom.
No, if he when he flipped you over, he took it off without telling you, or tried to sneak it without telling you.
Well, you'd know the difference, but
right,
I'd be angry.
Yeah.
But I'd make him stop. Obviously.
The reason why I'm pushing on that is that when we were younger, when we were new in this, it wouldn't have been what you would have done.
No.
Because you would have said, "What the fuck?" and it'd been game over. I mean, I'd have been on that like fucking. Mm-hmm. But where we don't play that way, so that's my thing is for women out there that maybe are newer that don't have the confidence. The first thing if a dude does something like that, you absolutely stop.
Mm-hmm.
If that's against your rules or you're comfortable, fucking stop.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos in the situation that we talked about. The guy, I'll give him credit. He handled it calmer than I would have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but kudos for fucking saying something and stopping everything. Who fucking cares if it ruins the mood or not?
Yeah, because he's already ruined it.
Well, here's the sad thing is, by this point in time, if the guy has something, you already have an issue. Or could. I mean, you know, whatever. But it's like, you don't... What I want people to get out of this is, even if you're new, you don't have to just go, well, I didn't want to cause a scene, and I didn't want to cause a... No, cause a fucking scene. If that's your rule, especially when it comes to something like that, if that's your rule, that's your rule. You've had a guy who... Has had trouble with the condom staying on.
Mm-hmm.
Which, until it happened to you, to be completely honest, I'd heard of that before, and I thought it was bullshit.
Oh, no, I watched it.
Well, right, and I mean, I'll show my ignorance with that, because I seriously was like, oh, yeah, sure, it fell off. But legitimately, you watched it out. You saw that it wasn't. He wasn't trying to pull anything.
Yeah, no.
It happened. It's just. I think that we want to trust people, and you hate to have to talk about this part of the lifestyle. But I think it's. This is why not being too fucking high or too fucking drunk is so fucking important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. Because when you're fucked up, you don't think. So let me ask you, okay, so wait a minute. Larry put, I hate people who break our rules, so how can I justify breaking theirs? If condoms are a rule, like or not, we use them. That's exactly right. Ricky, on not being able to do that to somebody, me either, and even if I'm trash or couldn't do that, I've had them break, and I have stopped and replaced it. So here's the question. This is going to sound kind of stupid at first, I have a feeling. Let's say it's somebody new, okay? And we're going to play the devil's advocate here, because we know that new people, a lot of times in the lifestyle, they make very poor decisions.
Okay.
They don't know any better. They should know better. We're adults. We all should know better in a lot of things. I should know better than to have 7 rum and cokes in one night, but it doesn't stop me. So, okay. But a new person makes a horrible decision, made a mistake, didn't think it was a big deal, realized, learned from that mistake, comes back down the road. I'm not talking like the next week and go, I learned, sorry, but sometime down the road. Well, number one, would you be able to, I'll say, be civil to them, or if they were like, I really fucked up. I'm sorry. Could you be civil to them in swinger events going forward? That's the first part of the question. And could you, in, say, 2 or 3 years, he's straightened up and flown right, give him another shot? Sorry, I know that's a lot bogged down. And you guys at home, you can answer that question, too.
I could be civil to any my worst enemy at a swinger event.
Right.
Right. I don't have to like him to be civil.
Right.
Will he get another chance? Depends on the person.
Okay.
Because, you know, it depends on if I feel that they're sincere enough that they truly do. Because actually, if you think about it, early on is when you're the strictest on your rules.
Right.
So you want your rules to be followed, so you're going to follow other people's rules because you don't know any better.
Right.
It's when you get more experience that you're like, oh yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Right. Okay, so Larry, I don't care if that's a rule. I'll look to make sure he has it on. I've caught someone who tried going without, okay? I've never caught somebody, so I don't know. Jessica, no, I will never give the guy another shot that took it off. Understandable. So playing devil's advocate again a little bit, because Jessica, because I know Jessica is single,
mm-hmm.
right? So would it be different? Okay, I want to say this without fucking sounding to make it. I think that I'm a bigger guy, and so I think that intimidates some people. And so I can see a guy, if they fucked up, even if it's just you and the guy playing, you and I both know when I hear about it, him and I are going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you tried to beg me not to, him and I are going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it would be easier for him to straighten up and fly right, because knowing that there's the threat of death. If you were single, would that change your perspective on giving them another chance?
No.
I mean, you would still feel it depend on the person.
Well, they betrayed your trust.
Right, 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 right.
So tell me why in any situation I should trust them again.
Well, why should you ever do a sympathy fuck? You've done that before. And not just not you.
Technically, no.
Oh, the fuck you haven't. Really? You fucked me. Shannon, it happened to us. It happened to us once, and that individual is on our no playlist. He knew the rules. Ricky, that would depend on the person. I can always play nice. You see me do that. Do this firsthand with some people. Yes, I have. And later on, if it was an accident or heat of the moment, there might be something later. If it was some slime ball thing, hell no. One of the things that I was faced with the challenge was this situation happened at a non-CASM event. In fact, it happened 2 states over,
mm-hmm.
okay? But they were a part of CASMA.
Mm-hmm.
So I was faced with, what do I do? What do we do as a group? So normally in these types of situations, normally, you know, you have to be very careful when you make decisions about stuff that happens at other events, because you weren't there to know to see all perspectives, all sides, whatever. So, but my take on it was that was so predatory,
mm-hmm.
right? That there's no place in the lifestyle for predatory. And I think that people misunderstand, and they think that predators are only just trying to score or just trying to thirsty. They mistake the two. And to me, that's another degree of being a predator. Because a predator only cares about getting what they want,
mm-hmm.
what they get off on. And some people only get off bareback or get off on the thrill of it or whatever the case may be. So the question then would be, and I didn't consult you before I booted him.
That's so, on the conversation.
Right. So my thing is, do you think that was the right thing to do?
Absolutely.
Excellency, we practice that part. No. But I ask her that because she doesn't always necessarily... We don't always agree on when I make decisions like that.
No, we don't. But when you do something that intentional and then you go to the next room and try to...
Act like nothing happened.
And then try to boot your way in line to jump on something, then you know what? Go get your dick wet somewhere else.
The challenge in the lifestyle, and this is part of... Why? Okay, so we all know in this day and age, everybody talks about in the medical world, you have to be your own advocate.
Mm-hmm.
wow, this has to be, you have to be your own advocate. I think, so just sitting here tonight, as we've been going through, in 24 minutes of the show, we've had Larry's, they've had somebody try to do that, break the rules. Shannon's had somebody try to do that, break the rules. Jessica's tried to have somebody do that, break the rules. So, in 24 minutes, we've had three people that have had people trying to do that, which is the exact reason why I wanted to talk about it, because, oh my God, I think that we all, it's so easy to get caught up in the moment that honestly, at 13 years into this, I've never once looked a check to see. I never looked, and it, I think what it did when as that conversation was going on, I was dealing with it, it rang that bell a little bit in my own brain going,
no, don't kid yourself, because there's been times where we've played separately with a couple.
Yes.
And when we've gotten done, you're like, well, you know, they have condoms only. Did he use a condom with you?
Yes. But after the fact, what am I going to do? Go in and fucking tie a condom on his dick,
no,
and slap him
No, but
around?
You can't say, I know you. When, and you would confront them to say you required condoms and you didn't use one, and then say it in front of the wife and have the wife go off on him to also.
So, yes. So here, this leads into another interesting thing. Well, first of all, if you break this rule, Larry, if you break this rule, you'll be on the no playlist. If you can't follow this rule, then you probably can't follow the simplest of rules. Absolutely. Ricky, it's your group, and if you feel that strong, then it's the right decision. Thank you very much. I agree. So here plays into the next role with it, okay? So I'm going to do another scenario because I think a lot of people are like us. We play alone.
Okay.
Okay? So their rule is condoms.
Okay.
Or they're, at the time, it, them being, because they're past tense now, it was condoms. When her and I hooked up, I took condoms, didn't want to use them. Took condoms, had them out, had them on the nightstand, had them ready, had already explained the fact, here's how this is going to work, you know, like we can spend 20 minutes watching me sweat and have a fucking panic attack, or you can just put the fucker on, right? And when shit started, even stopped to reach over to grab one, at which point in time she reached over and grabbed my hand and said, don't worry about it, and we fucked. And it was good. But, and it was blessed. But,
I'm like,
so,
who was this?
Need names?
Not on okay. Air. You can tell me afterwards because I don't remember. I kind of remember the story, but
it was during the day. It was the same one, that kind of fell off of for you.
Oh,
so the thing is that, and I said, are you sure? Yes. So my question is this, because I'm willing to put myself out there and maybe take a fucking few hits on this one. Was I in the wrong to go with what she said?
That can go two different ways.
Well, right. What? Which way would you say?
If she said, no, you don't need them, it's her choice to break the rules, not you. You're not breaking them.
Okay. That's how I felt at that point in time.
Because she knows better. She said no. That's on her.
Jessica, what's
was she under the influence? No. They were actually both stone cold sober.
We did. We met.
Because they met at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
9:30 a.m. in the morning. Yep. We met at 9:30. So no. Nobody had any liquor. Hell, I only had one pop, so I was even caffeined up. So no. Nobody was under the influence at all.
Yeah.
At all. Jim, we have had this issue as well. Told the guy who tried to bully me about it. The guy was taller than me. Told him straight up, put it the fuck on or we're done. Absolutely. And more new people need to understand that. Because it's when you're new, it's easy to fucking just, like, cave.
Just play with it, along with it and go. And we won't hook up with them
yeah,
again.
That
we
was
broke
horrible.
Our rule.
Okay, so Jessica says, okay, then that's on her since it's not breaking your rule. It's interesting because if it would have ever, let's say that anything would have come of that, that if it would have, that couple ended up having issues, blah, 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 right? So let's say this, if someone would have come of that, well, he fucked me without a condom. So then it becomes a he said, she said, yeah, but she said I didn't have to. But she said no. But then, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's because the challenge with it is where I make no bones about the fact that, as most guys do, the preferred fucking of choice, you know, so it could easily go, like, either way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting. It's an interesting thing when you think.
I mean,
about
in a group
it.
Setting, the guy was still wrong, but
right. But I'm just taking it to the
your own personal level. It's a different story.
It becomes a different ball game. Shannon Leanne walked out on a guy who refused to wear one.
Good for her.
I think that it's awesome to see more and more. When we first got into the lifestyle, you didn't. A lot of women did not feel, or at least it seemed like, empowered enough to say no.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have said no.
And you're seeing that change where now it'd be like, fuck you, no. And that, which is the way it should be, I mean, quite honestly. And the interesting flip side of this conversation, though, is that the situations are, in this case, it was a guy that did it. But just like the scenario I talked about with me, it's not always the guy that is refusing to wear a condom. There are a lot of women that don't like condoms. It's my understanding. Unless ladies correct me if I'm wrong. But
unless they're paranoid a guy will lose a boner. I mean, seriously. Because
but I've had some women say that it doesn't feel the same. They don't like
condoms
either.
Well, no, it doesn't feel the same, but it's not like it. At least in my experience, it's not a horrible sex thing to have it.
You've
on.
Had worse. Thank you. I'll be here all week long. The thing is that becomes the other challenge in that situation. So here's where I think, and I think this leads into it perfectly, how important, why being on the same page with rules is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we've said this before. Every profile you read, condoms are a must. Condoms, 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 condoms. And that's bullshit, 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 bullshit. Because 99% of the time, when somebody gets to know you, or they get enough booze in them, or shit happens, it becomes this gray area for a lot of people. Not everybody, of course.
But I
becomes,
think some of it is they don't know how to phrase, we'll judge if we feel like you need to wear a condom. Like, if you look dirty, you're wearing a condom.
Right, but which is the worst way to fucking make that decision.
I know. I didn't say it was right. I just say some people probably do
My thing
that.
Is, I guarantee there's just as many times where the guys went to wear a condom because that was the couple's rules, and she said, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the husband looks over, and you're fucking away without a condom. It's like, but she said it was okay. And I think that, you know, Allison, we've had a woman say, don't wear one. If you don't play by any rule, don't play. Yeah, I like that, actually. But again, it's about being on the same page as rules. Why do you have the condom rule? That's the biggest thing, first and foremost. I truly believe that. This is one of the other things that tied in with it. And my thought is, as this was all dealing with this guy, is how many people actually understand why do you have the condom rule? Because if you look at a lot of people in our age bracket, the average age bracket of swingers, right, 35 to 55 years old, we when we were in high school, we wore condoms so we didn't fucking have a kid. That was our number one concern. Don't get pregnant. Now, every guy hears the magic words, hysterectomy, and we're all like, fuck yeah. And I'm just going to the next game. Yay! Okay, so, but how many couples can actually, if you took them both, this is like the dating game. We should do this at one of our events. Oh my God, we should do this. With your rules. We're going to take you to side, we're going to ask you questions. Okay, your rules come, why is condoms a must rule? And have her write her answer down, and have him write his answer down, and compare it. Because quite honestly, you want to know what? I'll bet you 20 fucking bucks that 50% of the time, it ain't going to be the same fucking answer.
Probably.
It's just like the kissing rule. You want to know why some of the kissing rule? 50% of the time, I will bet money on this little game. 50% of the time, if you put the husband and wife, that why do you have a no kissing rule? One of the two of them is going to put, because they don't want to have us kiss other people. That's going to be the fucking answer. One of them is going to go, because it's too intimate. One of them is going to go, because he or she said so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same fucking thing with condoms. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing. Okay, so Alice makes a great point. The highest growing of condoms, the highest growing population. Black
cross condoms.
The highest growing population of STDs and things is 50 plus. Exactly. It is going up. But what I throw out to that is, okay, so if I put in an event, if we did an event like they do in the adult world, you just took a test. You had to have a clean test no more than 3 days prior to the event mm-hmm. that lasted and has an end date, just ended, right?
Yeah, because I got a thing of, do you want to retest?
Right, like, it just ended. No. And that if and because of that rule, we couldn't even fuck because it breaks the chain.
Because you didn't take
one. Because I didn't test. So the thing is if that, and I get that, but if that's truly the case for most people, not Alice in particular, but most people, then are you willing to test like the porn stars do?
Yeah.
And the answer, as we've seen this week also, is fucking no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. So it's like... that should become a different thing. If I required that we're going to scan your QR code before you can come into Crazy Winter Nights to show that you've been tested in the last 30 days, mm-hmm. people would lose their ever-loving fucking mind.
Yeah, if anybody's around us, I'll be glad to show you my QR code.
Jim, everyone, that's always the answer. One has the rule because of a reason. The other is because their partner said so. Yep. Jim, everyone should write their rules down. Rules move to a new level, important once written versus the unspoken ones. Absolutely.
That's very true.
And understanding why you have them. A rule doesn't... If I don't understand why we have a rule, and in my mind, it's a stupid bullshit rule, my thing is going to be is, in my Bravo little brain, I'm going to fiddle through my way how I can circumvent that rule without getting in trouble. Because it's not important. But if I understand that... There's no, we don't have a no kissing rule, okay? Because I like to fucking make out with everybody. I'll stick my tongue down anybody. Hey, look, there's a pony. Ah, whatever. So
that's true. He does.
But if I understand that, it breaks your heart every time you see me do something that passionate with somebody else. Then I'm going to be more apt to understand and follow the rule. If it's just because, well, she's being a bitch about it, whatever, sure, fine. Oh, sorry, I was drunk and we were alone. I accidentally fucking tongue fucked her.
Now, keep in mind, I like kissing, too, so he's just making this up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to kiss everybody. Don't worry. We will spread shit. Man.
Sickness? That's why we haven't gone
no,
out.
No, shit.
We know what happens.
I know. It's like, statistically, I'm going to stick my tongue down somebody's throat. Just saying. Shannon, if I could test without pain each time, and if I had a place I could, hell yes, I would test. Absolutely. He goes, I don't go after ponies, but you never know. Depends how much around my pad. Shut up. Leave me alone. Anyways, the thing is that, but that's the other part of this stuff, is that why? Why? You have to understand the whys to make things make sense. Mm-hmm. You really do. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how much we go with because. Because is not an answer. At all. Ricky, and as far as testing, if you're going to someone's event, then test or don't fucking go. I don't care if you have to pay for it. I want to go, then I'll do what is required. Well, absolutely. And that's... Here's... apparently we're no longer on Twitter. That's weird. Anyways, battery's down. I don't know what that means. Anyways, doesn't matter. I'm going to go on with what I'm talking about. So the thing is that... Here's what's funny with the adult testing. Most of the porn stars were or are swingers. Mm-hmm. They will not go to swinger events because of the lackluster testing mm-hmm. that people have. When we put out shit on testing on two different pages in the last week, it has been incredible, terrifying, frightening, the justification for the length of time of testing. Mm-hmm. Like, stupid. This is, And if somebody's going, oh, Cole's going on a tangent, he's lost his train of thought. No, I haven't. This is why it's such a big deal if the couple says condoms are a rule and somebody sticks it without it. Because when you have people that legitimately say, well, we get tested once a year. Okay. You might as well save your money and not get tested at all. Mm-hmm. Great news. Okay, so if you fuck one time before that test that year, then rock on. If you fuck any more times than that, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck? There's a reason why your test, that we had to wait in line to take, and they were slowed because they were so bogged down with all the performers taking the test, mm-hmm. has an end date. Because after that end date, it's no, that's it. Boop, nope, yeah. Not.
It gives you
10 a window.
Days? 10 days?
Yes.
14 days. No, it was 2 weeks. Gives you a 2 week window. The thing is okay, keep in mind that adult porn stars, whatever.
Yep.
They group their movies or their scenes in that 2 week window. Yes. So they don't test all the time, or else they'll be constantly spitting out a couple hundred bucks a shot.
They literally
they group them together so they can do a whole mass of them.
If they're gonna go, they try to schedule like whole weekends to do. Hey, we're going down here. They get a bunch of people together. They're going down to shoot content, whatever. And they try to base it so they're smart. But the bottom line is, when we were talking to people about our organization ourselves, and like come to some of our events, we'd love to have you come to our events. The flat out honest answer was they'd love to come to some of our events. And they would only play with people if they were porn star tested. Because that's their livelihood. And when you see that, when you start to see this huge fucking gap between being tested, you will sit there and just be like, wow. Okay? And so that, I mean, there's a happy medium there. And that, again, that's why you have to be on the same page with the rules. That's why you both have to go, we do condoms because we both want to make sure it's for safe sex practices. Okay, because if only one of you's on that page, you're going to have an issue. Mm-hmm. And that's the way with every single rule. I mean, you just have to, because holy shit, it's mind-numbing. To put it mildly, I don't know. So okay, so here becomes the next question. We're gonna go. I'm gonna circle back around. Look, the wagon. So I go. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so you're at an event. You're at a party. You hear. You don't witness it. You hear that somebody that you know was the person that pulled the condom off, blah, 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 blah. What do you know?
The person that did it?
Yep. You know the person doing it, but they've never done anything. You've never seen them do it. How do you handle it?
If you weren't in there to see it, I don't know.
Would you play with them?
If they followed my rules.
If you've never checked before, would you treat them differently this time because of what you heard?
If I didn't check what before?
If you didn't check to make sure they were following their rules, would you check? Would you play with them differently?
Mm-hmm. Have I played with them in the past?
Sure. The reason I'm putting this out here...
If I've played with them in the past and they didn't break any of my rules, why would I stop playing with them because they broke somebody else's rules? Granted, I know that kind of it tarnishes them. But I didn't witness it. It was only hearsay.
Right.
And you don't know the people that are saying it. Who do you believe?
Here's the challenge. Okay, so Austin, if there's a friend, I would ask or confirm. Okay? I'm setting you up. I'm setting everybody up is what I was setting up for that. Because here's the thing. Here's what a predator will never do.
Well, admit it.
Tell the truth.
Right.
So I'm going to go a different route with this, though. Okay? Because my theme here is more, it's more than just the condoms and the rules and whatever. It's predators. I ask this question because in the lifestyle, we are notorious for taking a hard stand on issues. verbally. By God, this is the way it will be. Like my grandpa used to do. By God, I don't need to be doing that. Dogs should be outside. Rah, 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 rah. We verbally take this hard fucking stand. But we don't act upon a hard stand. We don't act upon a hard stand. We have people that have other professions in the Midwest, right? Mm-hmm. That you can draw, you could take 100 people and cut them right down the middle, and half of them will tell you the greatest person in the world, half of them tell you biggest predator in the world. So do we actually take a hard stand? That becomes the question, because what we do is, if it was somebody you know, then all of a sudden we start to go to justification. There's the problem. If you go back, look at old newspapers, reels, clips, whatever, and go back to John Wayne Gacy, go back to Ted Bundy, go back to John Jubert, go back to insert serial killer here. All of their neighbors will tell you the exact same thing. They were the nicest people in the world, never would expect it, never saw this coming, can't believe, oh my God, unbelievable. That's what predators
yes,
do.
Yes, and you also do cocaine, and according to somebody's comments, according to somebody's comments on YouTube or something, we have herpes. We scam people. We lie.
Right.
What other rumors have been told? So it's but who rumor, do you believe? Do you fall for somebody else's drama? I mean, it could be somebody else's
the
drama.
But the rumors on us aren't predatory. The rumors.
I don't
aren't predatory.
Know. You stick your tongue in.
Okay, that's predatory on its own. But the rumors aren't
you
predatory.
You hunt nurses.
I have to be very, very quiet.
Blondes.
No, those are my triggers. But the thing is what I'm saying is that's the challenge, is that we take a hard stand, but the reality is, are we willing to then live that hard stand? Larry, they've had it happen to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've known them for quite a while. Ricky, we've known them for quite a while. Would you check to make sure I wore a condom? Or would you trust me? It's me. And we're all that way. I'm not calling them out. I'm just saying that.
I know what you've done with them.
Right. But we're all that way. And they're in. That is how the predators, the person I kicked off on the page has been on the page for multiple years. The thing is that's how a predator works, and there's the challenge, because you know what? In 13 years, I've never checked to see. I've never looked to see. If I trust them, I trust. But we take a hard stand. So that's the point that I'm trying to get to, is like, we can't in the lifestyle, we have to quit taking a verbal hard stance and living a soft approach. Mm-hmm. You don't get to have both. It goes back to the condom rule. Don't fucking say condoms are required and then say, well, but if I know you long enough. Or then say, well, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an all or nothing thing. You know what? We've been called bed notchers. Fuck yeah. Okay. Call me that. Yep. We sport fuck. We have never made bones about it. We sport fuck. We still like to sport fuck. I fully intend to hopefully sport fuck over my birthday. Sport fucking is fun. But that's honest up front. There's no gray clouded area about that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. Is as we're sitting here, and I hope when people listen to this episode, when it goes out in the real world, and they listen to the fact of the numbers, how many people in a short time have had shit like this happen. It's the reinforcement of the fact of we cannot just verbally take a hard line. You have to walk the talk. And that's something that swingers, as we were very adamantly and consistently reminded of in Miami, and as the post showed with the testings, we've been very consistently and adamantly reminded of, and other situations have been adamantly reminded of the fact, is that swingers are 99% of all lip service only, and that's all the fuck they are. And the thing is the only people we hurt when we're lip service only is our fucking selves. Mm-hmm. Because when you lip service and you don't solve it, or you don't try to solve it, or you don't watch out for it, then you're enabling it. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge. Okay, yeah, Ricky, yeah, I know you. Ricky, I have no problem cutting a person out of my life, even if it's a social relationship. I can live my life without that shit. Absolutely. And I think most people, can. As people by nature we are a herd type animal, right? We want to be part of a herd. We want to be part of a group. We want to be accepted as parts of a group, right? That's what we need and what we want. And so we want to find the good in people. Mm-hmm. The reason people that are such fucking asswipes get away with so much stuff is because, quite honestly, we want to try to find some good there. It's a Star Wars thing. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Think about all the Star Wars movies, right? None of the Master Jedis could feel any good left in Anakin, in Darth Vader, right? Until Luke could in the last one when he's almost dying. These guys could feel everything, and all of a sudden they couldn't feel any good. And they, okay. We search to try to find the good in people. Mm-hmm. And we will convince ourselves that the good is there, even when it's not.
Well, we had a couple that we hung out with a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That were toxic as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And we convinced ourselves for quite a while it was okay to
hang
with
them. That they weren't.
Yep.
And we hung out with them multiple times a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day they cut us off, and that was the best thing that could ever fucking happen.
Yeah, because we were finding ways to justify behavior. And it's like, that's the problem. And that's where something like everything that happens in the lifestyle, even something as negative as somebody trying to be sneaky with this whole kind of thing, which is what started this whole concept, has a silver lining. Because it allows us, when these things to come up, if we will actually open our minds and look at it with a clean slate, meaning we're not going to automatically assume negative. We're not automatically going to assume positive either. Mm-hmm. Just a blank at face value. When you look at it at face value, well, it's not hard to see what this person was a fucking predator. Mm-hmm. This is a bad thing. But you have to be able to see that and do that with each situation, and then find the positive of it and find the way to take it and get something super positive out of a negative situation. Mm-hmm. When there was the big scare, the single man scare, it motivated a lot of people to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Rock on. Yeah, okay, it's shitty that happened. It's shitty that there was that scare, all those things. But there was a positive that came out of it. Shannon, we are Ricky nerd. Hey, shut up, it's Star Wars. Shannon, honestly, we're afraid to hurt someone and make excuses for them because we feel they made a mistake. It's true. We don't want to hurt people's feelings, but sometimes smart fucking is fun should be made into a bumper sticker. I agree, Elton. But sometimes we have to. Sometimes you have to. You know, it's like you said with the couple that was so toxic, and when they actually didn't want to hang out with us, it was the best thing that happened to us. You know, I fired a lot of people through the years in the car business, and I used to just dread firing people until I figured out a really key secret. You know, when you're firing somebody because they suck at their job usually, and they know they suck at their job, and they dread coming in every day to their job. They fucking hate it. They dread it. And when you say, I'm sorry, I've got to let you go, initially it's like, oh, fuck. But then you can literally see the relief flood through their body. Mm-hmm. It's the same way with toxic people. When you finally look at a situation and go, those motherfuckers are toxic. and you make that break, you'll be amazed how you feel. Mm-hmm. No rose-colored glasses. See people for who they show you they are. Yep, absolutely. Use the force. Allison, single male, married woman, asshole is an asshole. Absolutely. Yep, and the sport fucking one. I really do need to make that a bumper sticker. That would be awesome. Just saying. All right, well, there you go. Wasn't that a lot of fun?
Your time is up, sweet pea.
I know it is. Imagine that. All right, shout out to our sponsors once again. Motor Bunny, if you... are we ringletting me? What are we doing? Motor Bunny, if you want top quality sex toy, MotorBunny.com is the way to go. Either be one of their originals or one of their brand new bucks. Also, SmokingMeatsBBQTreats.com. Check them out today. Get yours. Try it. Rub your meat with it. And then grill your meat and then eat your meat. Just saying. Be careful with meat because otherwise shit gets weird. Just saying. You know. Also... ASN Lifestyle Magazine, for our sponsors, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Get ready for the August edition. Make it a habit to read it each and every month. If you want to know what, playing with those kinky curls, really. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world, ASN Lifestyle Magazine is the place for you. Maybe someday you'll be on the cover for that, for your cooter.
I don't think my cooter will be on the cover.
No, but for your cooter. I'm just saying. And finally, safety. Can't stress enough. MyCupCondom.com. Please check it out. If you have a fucking bar or club or you throw events or you want some, maybe you're having a house party, go to MyCupCondom.com/discount/Casba10 and you can get them. If you have a bigger group and you need wholesale prices, special logo, let me know. We can help you out with that as well. With that being said, kids, make sure you follow us on at Twitter at truthcrazy.com. Follow Miss Amanda on Twitter, please.
No, wrong. On Twitter, it's just at truthcrazy.
Right, yeah.
You and said follow, dot com.
Okay, well, follow Miss Amanda on Twitter, which is at Miss Amanda Casba. Make sure you follow my TikTok. My TikTok's going through the roof, bitches. So make sure you follow. That's Casba. Follow us on YouTube. That's Casba. Also, send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. And check out our regular website, crazycasba.com. Check it out today. We got all kinds of stuff. And we got new merch getting ready to go on Full Swap Shop. And we got all kinds of shit. So check all our shit out. And get ready. MissMRSAmanda.com coming very fucking soon. You'll be able to see doing all kinds of shit.
With that being said... butter.
Ew. I wish I still smoked. With that being said, doing the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will, and my kinky curls, Casba style, out.
Bye.
Bye.